Scientists are telling us that this is the year of the cicadas. Marshall University professors plan to study the bugs, and the researchers want your help. Two Marshall University science professors are giddy about the idea of cicadas coming to the state this summer. They're looking for help in tracking the next wave called Brood 5 cicadas. Jamie Waldron is an assistant professor in biological science. She says the bugs should start emerging from the ground any time now in West Virginia, Ohio, Maryland, and Pennsylvania.
They're going to come out. The males are going to be making a sound. They're going to be calling or singing to attract mates. And over like a period of 6 weeks, the adults are going to reproduce. The females are going to oviposit their eggs into twigs and branches in the trees.
Waldron says the adults will die, which you'll see on the ground in late June.
And then, as soon as the eggs hatch in the tree, they're going to fall down to the ground and burrow underground. And they're going to remain in that stage for 17 years, which is really neat. And when they're in that stage, they're going to be feeding on basically fluid from the trees.
Waldron is studying the cicadas with a graduate student and Shane Welch, another assistant professor at Marshall. Waldron and Welch both say that the bugs aren't bad for most of the environment, except small trees, possibly. Here's Shane Welch.
Think about it from an ecological perspective. It's really a nutrient pulse. So they're coming up out of the ground, and they're going to be, in some areas, we're going to have maybe over a million per acre. So we're talking, you know, maybe 100 bodies per square meter.
This means wildlife will feed off the bugs when they fall to the ground. And insects are tasty morsels for animals like young turkeys. The cicadas will be prevalent throughout much of the state. Both Welch and Waldron began tracking cicadas with a project at Clemson University in South Carolina before they came to Marshall. They're hoping to implement the same method in West Virginia. It's called Citizen Scientists, and that's where you come in. They want people to visit science.marshall.edu. There you will find a link to the cicada project. Citizen scientists will be asked what state they're in, county, whether you heard them or saw them, whether there were a lot, few, or just one. And then the public can leave a comment and or upload pictures of the bugs. Here's Shane Welch again.
We're going to follow this up. So we'll follow the cicadas through the summer and then into next year. Mm-hmm. So we'll be working with this eruption or this emergence both this year and next year.
Researchers were satisfied with the project in South Carolina. They were able to track the cicadas to 250 different locations in the state thanks to data from the public. Because these are 17-year cicadas, this presents one of the few opportunities available to study them. You see different types of cicadas come at different times. The group that was studied in South Carolina were 13-year cicadas. Waldron encourages West Virginians to participate in the project.
It's just a great way to get people involved in this great natural phenomena that occurs in their backyard. Get kids out there picking out bugs because they're not going to hurt them, and it's fun. It's good for conservation. It's good for your kids to get outside and be involved. And then let's contribute to the greater knowledge of cicada conservation and ecology.
The professors say they've already received a few updates on the website of sightings in the state. For West Virginia Public Broadcasting, I'm Clark Davis in Huntington.